9 o'clock hour. Happy, happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Rob Ellis in for Joe DeCamera today. I'll be with you guys tomorrow as well, hanging with John Ritchie and Devin Caney. If you went to bed early last night, the All-Star game, the American League won for the 10th time in 11 years. Each Phillies starter at a position, which would be Bohm, Turner, Harper, all had hits. All three made really good defensive plays, and the Phillies pitchers who were there also came in and did a really solid job. And that's on the heels of Alec Bohm having an excellent home run derby showing as well. And the water jug being presented to him, which kept him energized and hydrated as well.
Pandering icon of Philadelphia, Bryce Harper. But I love it. I love it.
I
mispronounced the joke.
What do you mean?
When they read Wooder, they read it wrong.
Yeah.
Wooder?
Yeah.
Seriously. I know. They got it.
Where producers got to get in somebody's ear and say that's how they pronounce W-A-T-E-R in Philadelphia. That's how they do that. Mm-hmm. So there was that. We are now 6 days away from Eagles training camp. One of the questions we're posing is, what's the most overblown storyline of the offseason? What's the most underplayed storyline of the offseason? We've had a lot of different ones. We talked about Nick Sirianni and suddenly this notion that the guy can't coach. I mentioned Fletcher Cox.
Not just that he can't coach, but that he's like some sort of...
Yeah, he doesn't belong in the building or anywhere near a football
just
field.
Just a complete doofus that has no place around an NFL team. This guy prides himself on being a teacher of the game. Like let's give him a little more benefit of the doubt than what it's become, which is, in a press conference, what do you do here?
Yes.
Man...
It's tough. It is tough. Also,
it's gone too far.
Devin had a trying adult day yesterday as she moved in 100-degree heat. And the question is, give us something that stinks about adulting. You can win a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That would be July 19th. God, that's Friday, in fact. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. All right. So with all that said, it's time for Beat the Burt. Now, it's me against the audience. This is a takeoff of Beat the Hammer, of course. All right, little wrinkle. It'll be Richie and I head to head.
Do we want to do beat someone else, or does it?
No.
Do we prefer it's?
I want to test both of your knowledge.
Okay.
So here's what we'll do. I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to go into the hermetically sealed studio. Mm. Okay, where I can't hear anything. John, you get first crack at Devin's pop culture questions. There's five total, correct, Devin?
Five questions, 45 seconds. Timer starts as soon as the first question is asked.
All right, everybody, good. Let's do it. All right, I'm walking. So John and Devin, in a second, take it away.
Okay. So, Wector, you have timer.
I have the timers ready to go.
And you have the answers as well.
Yes, I do.
Double check me. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
We're good.
Give us a little nod when Rob is safely ensconced.
I'm trying to shut the door now.
John, how are you feeling? A little pregame interview here. How are we?
I don't feel confident at all.
All right, he's safely
ensconced. I have no idea what to expect.
All right, well, let's do it. So, Wector, timer starts as soon as the first question is asked. You ready?
We are ready, whenever you are.
John, you ready?
See.
Let's do it. Question number one. Name one song off of Taylor Swift's most recent album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Boyfriend Problem.
No. What hit Broadway musical has a film version coming out this fall?
Hamilton.
Six different actors have played Batman in a movie. Name one.
Oh my gosh. Val Kilmer.
Pirates rookie pitcher Paul Skeens is dating famous college gymnast and social media star
Abby.
What? No, that's not right.
Sorry, that was my mistake. Sorry.
Which famous Hollywood actress and singer is Bills quarterback Josh Allen dating?
Oh, man. Haley Steinfeld?
Yes. Okay.
We're getting up the time now.
Yeah, I think we allowed too much time.
All right.
So how many was that? Three?
I don't know. I think
we only had two.
It was two.
Just the two.
I
unfortunately hit the button.
Yeah.
I felt like
Abby Normal was the person you thought it was, I guess. When you answered instead of Libby.
Abby?
Yeah, when he said Abby.
So that was kind of close.
Yeah, no.
Is that a half? Is that a halfer?
No, it's not.
We still have the bed plan.
It's not even remotely close.
Hey, I had no idea on any of those except for...
I'm going to wave them in.
Haley.
Yeah. Yeah, you can wave him in. Yeah, I'm impressed that you knew that last one, though.
Yeah. Is that really, like, current stuff? Because it didn't seem like I knew much.
Not all of it. All right, you gotta go.
Oh, my
God. Bye, John.
Oh.
How do you? Well,
get out of here. We can hear the
question.
Let's
go. Hit the bricks. Show that speed you had. All right. I'm ready.
Ready?
All right. Can I get any kind of feel for this or no? You don't tell me anything.
No.
Oh, man. All right.
Nothing.
Here we go. All right.
Wex, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Here we go.
What is
Wait, he's back. What are you doing back?
What are you doing?
Why do I have to go out?
Because... Oh, that's
He
true.
Doesn't really have to go out.
That's true.
Only as a distraction.
Do I really have to leave?
You don't let him stay.
No, just stay.
Hold on. No, because you weren't in to distract me, so maybe it is messing with you.
You don't have to leave.
No, I don't mind.
You can't interfere.
Yeah, you just have to have your mic off. You can hang.
All right.
All right, you're good. All right, there we go.
Yeah, we're ready.
It is a little distracting having Richie in here, but I'm good with it.
Okay.
I'll leave.
No, I'm that good. I can sit in here. I'm good.
I don't want to give you any excuses.
All right. Wait, is that like Joe making excuses?
No, I don't think anyone can reach that level.
Okay.
All right. So he's gone.
He's gone.
He might. He'll probably walk in halfway through.
No, he won't.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's do this. Question number one.
Yes.
Name one song off of Taylor Swift's most recent album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, pass.
What hit Broadway musical has a film adaptation coming out this fall?
Has a film adaptation. Mm-hmm. Pass.
Six different actors have played Batman in a movie. Name one.
Michael Keaton.
Pirates rookie pitcher Paul Skeens is dating this famous college gymnast and social media star.
Livy Dunn.
Which famous Hollywood actress and singer is Bills quarterback Josh Allen dating?
Actress and singer. Oh, God. Olivia Rodrigo.
No.
Time.
Oh,
man.
So how many was that? Two?
That was two.
Oh, my gosh. Do we do a tiebreaker?
Oh, we tied?
Yeah.
Devin, they were tough.
You guys tied, John.
John, we tied. I think we have to have a one-off. Do you have one in you, Dev?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of how we do this. Like, if we could do it with both of you in the room.
Whoever answers it first.
Sure. Yeah, you got to just yell it out.
I like it.
Yeah. This is raw. This is like how you do it. Yeah,
how about we do I'm going to ask a broad
question and yell it.
I'm going to ask a broad question, and you guys will go back and forth, and whoever answers the most correct.
I think you should just ask a question, and we'll do yell it out.
Okay.
Yeah. That work for you, Joe?
I'm good with it. I'm curious to see how it works.
This should be interesting.
All right.
Devin looks nervous.
I am, because I'm trying to decide. I have, like, all of my previous pop culture Beat the Hammer questions in front of me, so I'm just trying to pick
Take
a good one.
All right.
And think of one that I haven't asked already. All right.
It's a sudden death here. Whoever gets it wins.
So are you guys ready? Both your mics are on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Name one of Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends.
Calvin Harris.
Yes. Yes. Rob wins.
Oh.
John looks so mystified. So mystified.
I just kept thinking Travis Kelce.
I know. I just kept going to Travis. That's why
Kelce.
I had to pause for a minute.
And so I'm thinking.
But they're not X.
And then I'm thinking Joe. And then you said whatever you
said.
Well,
Joe, she does
you
have
got your ass
name Joe.
I know. And I couldn't remember his last name.
Yeah.
Owen, that's right. That was her last one before Travis.
Loser!
Are you just playing all of Joe to camera?
I'm not doing it. What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
Guys, I'm impressed. Valiant effort from both of you.
Good job, John.
Yeah, good work.
That was fun, Caesar on his ass. Oh my God.
Why? Hold on though. Why were there so many Taylor Swift questions?
There was only one.
No, there
were
two.
Well, two. One in overtime.
Well, the overtime one was just because I had had that in my notes.
There's only six questions, and two of them were about Taylor Swift.
The overtime, I wasn't prepared for overtime.
It seems like there was a little overemphasis on Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Is all my,
are you?
Wow, he's a little bitter.
That's all I'm saying.
Well,
and I knew.
Loser!
She is
so
the most famous person
zero
in the world right now, so maybe
I know
you should know more
Rob
about Taylor Swift.
Rob knew both. So he got
no,
two.
I didn't get the first. I did not get the song off her latest album. I did not get that
I'm
right.
I'm disappointed that
and I'm a Swiftie. I know. That's weak out of me.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, so what would the song be?
I mean, there's 30
there's
ones.
There's 30.
There's a lot of songs to choose from. Yeah.
And I still know none.
I don't think our listeners want me to go through the entire album.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah,
I still don't know them.
So, John, next...
You should listen, though. It's pretty good.
Next time the three of us are together, I'll give you another chance to take me out.
Yeah.
I would... Oh, sure.
Whoa.
That'd be
That's
great.
Tomorrow, isn't it?
I think that is tomorrow.
Devin is not here tomorrow.
If Rhea, I believe she's back tomorrow, would like to try her hand at this, then...
We'll see. We'll play it by ear.
Try it out.
If not, it was fun. Good job, Devin.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Aside from the Taylor emphasis.
Okay.
Exactly. Like, I'm trying to keep traditions alive here.
John, keep your chin up, man.
Complaint.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I don't feel too downtrodden.
I know you don't.
Because it was pretty fun. That was fair. It was a good job.
Well, we tied, man. Until I beat you in sudden death. We tied.
That was an exciting go round.
That was good. Yeah, Calvin Harris. Thank you.
So who is Calvin Harris?
He's a singer, producer.
DJ.
A Diplo type.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like techno music.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
No, he's had hits though. I mean,
was really.
Is he still
British?
Doing...
I think he's British, right?
I think he's Scottish. British, Scottish, one of those.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. There you go. Go back to the phones. Let's go 215-592-9494 if you want to hop aboard. Devin has an update on Bites that she wants to share with John. Not Devin Caney. Devin, our caller. Devin, you're safe.
We have a caller.
Devin Caney, you're safe. Devin on a cell. Go ahead, Devin.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good, hey, Devin.
Hey, Rob, I wanted to congratulate you first on the weekend show with Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dev.
Yeah, absolutely. Second, John, I got a quick story for you. I was in college, and I just happened to one night, I guess, get bit by a spider. Woke up the next morning, had like a little itchy redness on my hand.
Yeah.
And anyway,
itchiness. Not real itchy, just a little bit.
Mm. It was like an itchy, like pain kind of.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
So I let it go for a day. You know, you're in college, you think you're tough, like no big deal.
Yeah.
Get ready for the next night. We're going out partying and I'm hanging out with my buddies. And I noticed in the shower when I was getting ready, I had these red lines running up my arm.
Ooh,
like, that's weird.
Oh, no. That's bad. I can tell you, Devin, I have experience with red lines running up my arm.
Yeah.
I have also had this.
Okay.
So my buddy's girlfriend was in nursing school at the time, and she goes, oh, my gosh. She's like, you have blood poisoning. It's probably from this bite. You got to go to the hospital.
Whoa.
So they took me to the hospital. They put me like on a like antibiotic IV drip for 2 hours. And sure enough, the emergency room doctor told me the same thing. You have these two marks. It's a spider bite. You got a blood infection from the spider bite. It wasn't a poisonous spider, but you got a blood infection from it. So
wow.
Keep an eye on it. So hopefully you don't end up having the same problem because
were you allergic?
Get it treated.
Like
it was an allergic reaction.
Yeah,
but they said anybody can have an allergic reaction to it. So
that is crazy.
How long? Like, were you like down and like you like really sick too from this? Like
no, what? Not at all. Okay. Like I didn't even know there was anything wrong. And once they put me on that antibiotic, cleared up in a couple hours, and that was it. It was just an IV antibiotic. So
I had the same like the blood poisoning thing when I was in high school. I dove across the finish line in a track meet our track was cinders back when I was in high school.
Yeah, that stuff's rough. It's not that rubbery stuff you get now.
Dove across it and I got a plug of cinders in my elbow that I just, you know, I'm 17.
You just wiped
years
it
old.
Off. You're fine.
But there was still a plug in there. The next day, I had these, you know, red marks that were going up the inside of my arm.
Yeah.
And the trainer at my high school said, you need to go
right now. Get antibiotics. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So, and then I also, and then I had it later from the same elbow. It was from the turf in St. Louis. I had really bad
like a staff infection
on the elbow that ended up creeping up the inside of my arm too. And that's the telltale sign. As soon as you have the red lines, it's going to your heart.
Yeah.
You know, if it goes to your heart, you're going to be in bad shape.
That doesn't sound good.
Well said.
Yeah,
well
that's exactly what they told me. So they were like, you got to get taken care of right away. So I would just keep an eye on it, make sure nothing happens there. But
Thank you for the info, Devin.
Yeah, my Phillies point, just with the trade deadline, two targets for me, and that's really all I would think is worth giving up any of our big prospects for. Kyle Tucker, if he's still available. I don't know if the
Astros got back in it. I don't think so.
Yeah, and then the other one is if you could make a package deal for Mason Miller and Brent Rooker together, I would go for the two of them.
Oh, I've fallen in love. I got to tell you, I know he can't field. I love Rooker.
Yeah.
I know he's a butcher. Like, I don't care.
You come around. I did with you.
I've changed.
Yep. You can kind of interchange the two of them out in the outfield and make do with it.
Yeah, I'm with that, man. I am with that. Yeah, Dev, good
Can
stuff,
you
man. Appreciate
the
it,
package
brother.
Deal for both? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, what does that look like?
I feel like you'd probably have to give up a little too much, though.
Yeah, one of Miller or...
maybe both.
Or both are going if you're getting both. Yeah.
I don't love that.
That's a lot. That's a pretty good return.
So, Rob, what changed your mind on Rooker? Because you were out on
I know.
Him.
I'm easily swayed, Devin. He had just a monster weekend.
Yeah, he just played really
well. And I'm just thinking about that guy in Citizens Bank Park with that power. And look, I get it. We're almost going back into a Schwarber situation where the guy is just can't field and left. Oh, man, it's so tempting, though. It is so tempting. And he's right-handed. You're not going to get Tucker. Bellinger has good splits, but he's a lefty. It's like, you know, I don't love Luis Robert like some others do. Some of it's recency bias. I'll admit it is. But, man, those two shots, he hit three over the weekend? Two of which were just moonshots. I mean, we were in the press box watching what this guy just, go to town.
But recency bias is a thing, and because of that, you know, that game on Sunday and the whole weekend, like, now I'm team bullpen. Now if we had to choose one player to bring in, I choose a reliever.
Well, that's the thing I keep reminding myself. I go back to our World Series loss, and I think, I was so jealous, envious of Houston, the pitching that they had.
Yeah.
And I thought, one day, we will have four starting pitchers that I really love and I believe in and can shut anyone down.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, we're pretty close there. Mm-hmm. The bullpen, we do. It feels like just let's put a cherry on top. That would be something, adding a guy who can throw 104. I do like the idea.
I think I'm
willing to sacrifice one of these prospects for the here and now.
Let me ask you this. I've swayed. I was initially bullpen, then I went outfield. I did the show the other day with Tom Kelly. He went bullpen, outfield, he's back to bullpen. How many times have you swayed? Because we've all swayed at least once, I think.
I've only swayed once. I was an outfield bat, and then probably like 2 weeks ago, I started leaning bullpen, and now I'm full all in on bullpen.
How about you, John?
I'm pitching, period.
And you haven't moved.
That means bullpen. Okay. Yeah, no, right. I'm pitching.
I think a lot of people have gone back and forth on this one, rightfully so.
When Sielski was on earlier in the show, I thought he put it perfectly. It's like having a great defenseman if you're in like the hockey playoffs. You
could
need
never
that.
Have enough.
Yeah, especially in the postseason.
Yeah, that's fair. I think some of it, too, is we have such an image of game 6 and 7 of the NLCS where the bats went silent that a lot of people just can't get past that part of it. I really do.
Yeah. See, I don't worry as much, maybe because I like Brandon Marsh more as an offensive player than some. I believe that Rojas can get us a hit if need be every once in a while. I'm okay with where we are out there. I think that the pitching is so outstanding and can if we can hone that.
That's
even
the thing.
Further,
you're gonna have if you stay
you
at the level
me?
They're at now. Yes, I agree. But that's a tough bar, man. They set in the first half.
Yeah,
it really is.
I agree. But you keep honing it. You keep honing it, and you
like
add
me. Honed and toned.
Is that
yeah
what, yeah. You could go for? Because I think you
Can't
are.
Can you tell?
I think you are honed and toned.
I'm not honed and toned.
I think you look pretty fit. You're a fit man.
He's flexing now.
See that?
Whoa.
That's impressive.
Yeah. You got some definition there, Bert.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
No, really. Do you have abs?
Well, are you ready? Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Sure.
215-59. I'm not going to do that to Devin, first of all, or anybody, or you even. You'll be blinded from my white belly.
Oh, I know all about that.
Yes. 215-592. What are we doing?
No, that's pretty good. Like, if you have abs or.
I have them. I just don't want to show.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't really have abs. I'm not.
It sounds like
sloppy.
You have abs, but now you're just feeling like maybe you should.
Now I feel self-conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey,
little bit.
You should be proud of that, Bert.
You never saw my early modeling days when I did a lot of shirtless stuff?
No.
All right. Well, that's why you subscribe to People and Us. Just go back and get some stuff from the 90s. 215-592-9494. Let's get a timeout before this gets weirder, as if it could possibly can.
What is happening?
All right. I don't know either. At 945, time's yours. Still have time to get in. 215-238-4500. We got a lot to do between now and then. You can still win a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion as well. What sucks about adulting? Devin, John, Rob. WFP Sports Time is 927. On this gorgeous Wednesday morning.
You know who this is?
Yeah, back. Do you slide on all your
nice life? It's Calvin Harris.
There you go. This is one of Taylor Swift's exes.
Are you serious? Put some
spotlight on. Him singing.
He's doing the music part. He's doing the production side of it. Mm-hmm. The beats. As the kids say, John.
Yeah.
But no, he's this guy's a very established guy. It was whose walk-up song was this?
It's Hoskins.
It was Reese's walk-up.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was Reese's walk-up. Yeah, so if you missed it, we did a Beat the Bert head-to-head, John and I won in sudden death overtime with the question, name one of Taylor Swift's exes.
Yeah, and Rob got it.
And we both were thinking initially, there's one of them, Calvin. Travis was
Calvin.
Just stuck in my head for 2 seconds. I'm like, that's not a pass. That is a
Travis Kelce. And then, okay, that's not going to work. Who else is there? There's Travis Kelce, John. Who else? Oh, there's Travis. That was the way my brain was serving me on that question. But then Joe.
Yes.
Then it was just Joe.
Which you weren't wrong about. Her.
Jonas?
I can't remember his last name.
Well, yeah, he's one of them.
There's a decent amount to choose from.
I could have said Jonas. I should have said Jonas. It was Alwyn.
Yeah.
That was the last one.
Alwyn was most recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, and I know, John, you have already partaken. Is that a word? Partook? Partaken?
Partaken, sure.
Our good friends at the Pretzel Factory dropped us off.
So good.
Killer pretzels and pretzel dogs as well.
The pretzel dogs on top of it all. Man, you just can't beat it.
No.
The savoriness of the dog on the inside. And I'm
a dog.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
It's got some cheese around it, too.
I got to get out there.
Oh, love the cheese on there. But they have new super hot mustard that you put in there, and you can mix that with the honey.
Yeah,
not
you mix
for me.
The super hot mustard with the honey mustard on the daug, and it is great. You can't
yeah.
Beat it.
Yeah, so we appreciate. I got to get out. The John made me nervous. He's like, you know what? There might not be any left once the show's over. I'm like, okay.
Yep. I know. Keep me.
I was shoving.
I just crushed one in the break because he was like, you got to get one.
He's scaring everybody.
And you should be scared because they go like
they do
hot
go
cakes.
Fast, like hot dogs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But do it. It's National Hot Dog Day. All right. Anyway,
really?
Time for the Twitter. Yes, it is. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering incredible lease offers on all new Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive. All right, John Ritchie, you are really good at this. Okay. The question is at WIP Morning Show. This is our Twitter question. Which Phillies non-All-Star will have the best second half? And the choices: JT Realmuto, Bryson Stott, Kyle Schwarber, not on the roster yet. John, who comes away with the win in your estimation?
Wow, this is really tough.
This is tough.
And I'm going to guess that it's Kyle Schwarber that Schwagist wins, and that everyone expects that big boost is going to help our Phillies.
You
team.
On board with that, Dev? You think it's Schwagest?
No, I said G. Well, am I saying what
no,
I think?
No, what you
or
think. First, what you think, and then what you think they think. What our answer.
I'm sticking with my opinion of JT.
All right, you stay with JT.
But I agree with him that I think everyone voted or the most voted for Schwarber.
Okay, the answer in a super tight one is Bryson Stott.
Wow.
What? Wow.
And that's who I think it might be personally. I didn't think it was going to win.
Give me what percentage you think Stott got.
34%.
You're close. It's 32.1. Listen to this. Stott, 32.1. JT, 31.9. Schwarber, 31.6.
No way.
That may be the tightest poll we've ever had.
That's the closest ever.
That is unbelievable.
It's the closest
percentage
ever.
Percentage points.
I've never, ever
hanging chads.
That.
I mean, really.
So not here yet did not...
Not here yet didn't... I thought that was going to crush. It got 4.5.
Oh, wow.
That was my bright idea. It just tells you how much I know.
No, I thought it was good. Yeah. I think it's just hard because, you know, it could be anyone.
It could. Oh. So, yeah, appreciate it. Everybody can keep voting up until tomorrow, until we put one up. So
I kind of love that Stott one. That it shows that our fans have faith in him. And
I agree.
Bouncing back after the break.
Smart, well, knowledgeable fans.
He's proved our faith was worth it.
Warranted.
Yeah, warranted in the past.
Yep.
Just, you know, two outs, Bryson Stott's going to get a hit. Right now, at the first half of the season, it wasn't what he was looking to do. He's going to make amends.
Yeah. All right. Let's 9:45, time's yours, and I hear we have some quality ones. So right now, let's go to Kevin. He's in Westchester. Kevin, you're on 94 WIP. Hey, Kev.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah,
what's going
hi,
on, man?
Kevin.
Hey, I want to say up front, thank you guys so much for having such an awesome show every single morning. I really appreciate it. But I wanted to also talk about how the situation with Kellen Moore is really interesting, because you go around the entire NFL and you don't really see a whole lot of, the head coach is kind of like just pretty much being like, it's kind of funny to think about in the baseball sense with the Phillies too, like he's pretty much being a manager. He's basically seeing how both sides, Vic Fangio is taking reins of the defense and Kellen Moore is taking reins of the offense. So it's kind of interesting to see. But at the same time, you have to kind of not overthink it, because when you look back at Kellen Moore's resume, he's done a very good job up until this point. And I have no doubt about, with even despite last year's collapse and everything like that, I don't see how we can have any sort of, obviously you can question it, but you shouldn't need to basically overthink it, I think is my general opinion.
You shouldn't overthink Kellen Moore as a good play caller? Sorry, what are we not overthinking?
In other words, you're saying they can make a seamless transition even though it seems like it's a lot, Kev?
Yes, pretty much. In the sense where, like, people are kind of saying, like, we don't know what, because we obviously have seen what Jalen Hurts is capable of with a good play caller. But the idea of it is that when Kellen Moore ran the offenses in Dallas, I mean, you're talking about what were they, the second best offense in the NFL for that span? So you're not talking about a bad offensive mind. I mean, it's just how they're all going to put it together and execute.
Yeah, I mean, I the mechanics of it are going to be interesting, right? And how Sirianni's involvement, you know, and to what degree, how much autonomy. My phone heard Sirianni and thought it was saying Siri. How much autonomy, Kellen Moore? I truly believe he does have autonomy, this thing. I don't think that's BS.
I think it's very, very clear that Kellen Moore is doing a lot more than most offensive coordinators do in terms of just like on his own, independent from what the oversight would be.
Thanks,
from,
Kev. Appreciate it,
coach.
Right, makes sense.
I mean, don't you think?
I do. 100% I do.
And that is part of the problem. If there are players who look down their nose at that, if there are players who
that just
think,
don't have the buy-in.
Wait, why is it that the offensive coordinator Does he know more about offense than
the head coach does?
Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they're jumping to conclusions like that, but that is a conclusion that could be jumped to.
Absolutely. You know players think, John. I mean, that absolutely could be a thing.
That would not be good.
No. All right, you know
what? You've set yourself up for that situation very clearly, which is not good either.
That's the downside of this.
The positive is that you could have a great manager who the team responds to, like in terms of like in Nick Sirianni, a guy who can motivate, and then a guy who can really draw up the X's and O's with the offense, a guy who can do the same on the defensive side. You could have the best of all the worlds, and we're about to go to a kick-ass season.
Yep.
Which I think is quite possible.
And we're going to find out starting in about 6 days, that's for sure.
Can you believe it?
I cannot.
It feels like it got on us. I'm not complaining, but it feels like it got on us a little fast.
It did get on us a little fast.
You know why? Because the Phillies have been so good. If the Phillies stunk, we would have been starving for this and begging for it and counting down hours and minutes.
Huh. True.
The Phillies have ate at that in a big way.
We're very lucky with the Phillies.
Sure are.
Yes, we are. All right, you know what? We're lucky to be able to do Time's Yours. Let's do it.
Good job, Bert. 7:50 a.m. You got your dukes up and you smashed Jim. I can't stand him. Thank you for putting him in his place. His mouth just opens up and such rhetoric comes out, it drives me insane. You, my friend, are my champion. Time's yours.
Wow.
Dude, that was, Wechter, can we cut Rob's rant at Cowboy Jim? Can I say that? Because it was more at him. It wasn't really with him.
Sure, yeah.
It was definitely not with him.
Yeah,
it was, you're welcome,
nice
Delaware Valley.
You did a nice job there, Bert.
Thanks, man. Every once in a while, you got to just... You know, you got to clean it. You got to take the trash out every once in a while.
John and I were just laying out, just like kind of flinching every now and then watching.
Well, you know what happened? When I finished the rant, I kind of looked at you two and I was like, did I take it a notch too far? Because you two kind of had a weird look on your face. And I'm like, was that bad?
Well,
did I curse?
I started filming it by the end. I wish I got the whole thing, though.
I don't know what was worse, the national anthem being sung at the Home Run Derby or the All-Star uniforms. Flip a coin.
Richie?
Definitely the national anthem.
I would say the anthem. But you enjoyed the uniforms.
Well,
you didn't hate them.
I didn't hate them as much as many did. And I kind of tried to imagine it like an 80s-ish type uniform.
It did sort of have that vibe.
Maybe that's what they were going for. I don't think they got whatever they were going for. I don't think they nailed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as horrendous as you might have.
Well, I think, too, like the when Rob Manfrey mentioned how much blowback they've been getting on them and said they might return to the team jerseys next year. When he's already saying that preemptively before the game, I think we've probably seen the end of those All-Star jerseys. Just my guess.
John Ritchie, while you were gone, there was a debate on the show whether we should stick with Sirianni or go with Bill Belichick, and not a single person mentioned Mike Vrabel. We need you here, buddy. Time's yours.
All right, John.
Wow.
He's out of a job. He could be an option.
How is that possible that no one brought up Vrabel? Look, he's incredible. He is exactly the mindset that wins. You know, he will bring that to Philadelphia. Every player will respect him. Every player will play hard for him. I love the idea. Sign me up when... If this can happen yesterday, let's get that done.
All right, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So here's the question I have, though. Would you have fired Nick and hired Vrabel? Would that have been your preference of any coach who was available at the time?
Sure. I'm thinking back, I don't remember at the time, pining to fire Nick for Vrabel specifically. I didn't assume that it would end up the way it has, that Mike Vrabel would still be out of job, that Bill Belichick would still be out of job. I assumed they would be snatched up. I don't know what's going on.
Because they want to be? I don't know. I don't know if
I think Belichick wanted to coach.
Did he?
I think.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't know. I can't even pretend to know.
Surprising,
so
though.
what's going on. I would love to get Mike Vrabel into our organization to some degree, you know, to as the assistant head coach, you know, whatever it is,
right.
Defensive, you know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Consultant or something.
Yeah.
Is he too
anything.
Big a personality to have in a role like that where he's
know.
Overshadowing? I know Vic Fangio is very established, but I mean, that's
but
a
Mike
big
was,
name.
But Mike was a player. Mike knows yeah. how to fit in.
That's fair.
Also, like, yes, he's a leader, but he also understands how to be a cog.
All right. Let's go to Don on a cell. Don, you're on 94 WIP.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Don?
Doing great, Don.
Good, good. Hey, long time listener since the 70s. Second time caller.
Wow.
Second time caller.
Honored.
Second time caller.
What spurred that?
Yeah.
Jason Babin. So I have a personal reason to reinforce Rob's hatred for Jason Babin.
But I'm all ears. Let's go.
So my daughter attended a wedding of a friend of hers with her husband years ago, back when Jason was still playing here. And daughter, you know, is raised right. She's a huge Eagles fan, Phillies fan, you know, 4-4-4, all that. So my daughter came home from the wedding, and she said, "Dad, that Jason Babin guy, man, he is a real creep." And I said, "What happened?" And she said, Maddie, her husband, and she and her husband were sitting next to Jason Babin and his wife at a, you know, they happened to be at the same wedding. And a bunch of people were hanging out before the wedding at an outdoor bar kind of place. And Jason Babin starts to lean over to my daughter and hit on her.
All right. Listen, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that kind of stuff. We have no idea what went on, how it was construed, any of that. So anyway, enough of that. Let's move on. All right. Here's the other question I have for you, John. And mm-hmm. I meant to get and my apologies for not getting this earlier. We are 6 days away from camp. Your first camp was 98, the Raiders?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We got a little time. Share a
Once
couple.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, what was that like, man, coming from the college game to the pro? How big a difference was it?
For me, it wasn't much of a change in terms of what my job description was going to be. I knew the offense already. The offense that I ran at Stanford was the West Coast offense. It was just the vernacular for it mm-hmm. was set forth by Dana Bible. Dana Bible, who ended up coming here to Philadelphia
right.
the year before my
98
final year.
Or something like 97.
Yeah, he came here for the 98 season, and that was my fifth year, where we now had a new offensive coordinator, but it was the same offense, mm-hmm. which ended up being the same offense that I ran.
So that's
ran
a huge advantage
Oakland.
You had. That's great.
The same offense that I ran here with Andy
Your
Reid.
Your whole pro career.
In Philadelphia, yeah. It was the West Coast offense. It was essentially identical, aside from like what we called the power play. Like Dana Bible called power 66 booster, mm-hmm. whereas the West Coast offense, as it was run in Oakland, we called it 96 power. That's the only difference. Everything else was, man, verbatim. That's why it's amazing to me when I think about the fact that Jalen found it to be about 95%
different,
new.
Yeah.
And that 95% different this year. But anyway, back then, camp for rookies was you reported a month early.
Right.
You were there doing rookie stuff.
Two, three a days.
Oh, two practices with pads on.
Yeah.
Three with pads on at times. And you didn't have so many guys that you could even rest.
Right.
Like you were basically taking every single rep.
Man.
And it was exhausting, but it didn't matter if you were exhausted. You were a rookie.
Yes.
And you had to get there and get beaten up and be back the next practice, and you didn't say anything about it. You didn't complain. You just
nope.
did your work, and that
That's
was
why
it.
You're you, John Ritchie. Ava, Ava Graham in studio.
Rob
Hi,
Ellis.
Ava.
Listen, I know you guys are about to wrap
yes.
up. So I'm going to make this quick.
Yes.
Congratulations, Rob Ellis.
Thank you, Ava.
For your Saturday gig. And more so, since I have taken over as assistant brand manager, Rob, you have just proven yourself time and time again that you are just one of the best in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I am thrilled that we're just going to hear more of you.
Thank you.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Woo.
You're the man.
Thanks.
You are the man,
Ava,
Rob Ellis. All right. You're
a
fantastic, human.
I am humble.
And I'm
thank
very,
you.
Very thrilled for you. So
thank
just
you for
to
all
say
that you do
quick.
For the station, Ava. Thanks.
Hey,
thanks
listen,
for the
it's because it's all because we're all a team, right?
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Ava. It's good to see you as always. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right, guys. Time's Yours was brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. All right. So for our Dave Matthews tickets, what are we thinking here, guys? We have paying bills, which that was solid. I got to tell you, being a parent.
Yeah, like, I know I'm not a parent, but just
it was kind of a mic drop, right?
It was a mic drop moment, and the way he delivered it.
It was a good line. It was perfect.
It was good.
All right.
But I love being a parent. Also,
yeah, but it's also...
Yeah, there's a... You
it's
know,
also...
It's a double-edged sword.
And that is part of the problem. If there are players who look down their nose at that, if there are players who
that just don't have the buy-in.
Wait, why is it that the offensive coordinator, does he know more about offense than
the head coach does?
Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they're jumping to conclusions like that, but that is a conclusion that could be jumped to.
Absolutely. You know players think, John. I mean, that absolutely could be a thing.
That would not be good.
No. All right, you know
what? You've set yourself up for that situation very clearly, which is not good either.
That's the downside of this.
The positive is that you could have a great manager who the team responds to, like in terms of like in Nick Sirianni, a guy who can motivate, and then a guy who can really draw up the X's and O's with the offense, a guy who can do the same on the defensive side. You could have the best of all the worlds, and we're about to go to a kick-ass season.
Yep.
Which I think is quite possible.
And we're going to find out starting in about 6 days, that's for sure.
Can you believe it?
I cannot.
It feels like it got on us. I'm not complaining, but it feels like it got on us a little fast.
It did get on us a little fast.
You know why? Because the Phillies have been so good. If the Phillies stunk, we would have been starving for this and begging for it and counting down hours and minutes.
Huh. True.
The Phillies have ate at that in a big way.
We're very lucky with the Phillies.
Sure
right
are.
Now.
Yes, we are. All right, you know what? We're lucky to be able to do Time's Yours. Let's do it.
Good job, Bert. 7:50 a.m. You got your dukes up and you smashed Jim. I can't stand him. Thank you for putting him in his place. His mouth just opens up and such rhetoric comes out, it drives me insane. You, my friend, are my champion. Time's Yours.
Wow.
Dude, that was, Wechter, can we cut Rob's rant at Cowboy Jim? Can I say that? Because it was more at him. It wasn't really with him.
Sure,
yeah, it was definitely not with him.
Yeah,
it was, you're welcome, Delaware Valley.
You did a nice job there, Bert.
Thanks, man. Every once in a while, you got to just... You know, you got to clean it. You got to take the trash out every once in a while.
John and I were just laying out, just like kind of flinching every now and then watching.
Well, you know what happened? When I finished the rant, I kind of looked at you two and I was like, did I take it a notch too far? Because you two kind of had a weird look on your face. And I'm like, was that bad?
Well,
did I curse?
I started filming it by the end. I wish I got the whole thing, though.
I don't know what was worse, the national anthem being sung at the Home Run Derby or the All-Star uniforms. Flip a coin.
Richie?
Definitely the national anthem.
I would say the anthem. But you enjoyed the uniforms.
Well,
you didn't hate them.
I didn't hate them as much as many did. And I kind of tried to imagine it like an 80s-ish type uniform.
It did sort of have that vibe.
Maybe that's what they were going for. I don't think they got whatever they were going for. I don't think they nailed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as horrendous as you might have.
Well, I think, too, like the when Rob Manfrey mentioned how much blowback they've been getting on them and said they might return to the team jerseys next year, when he's already saying that preemptively before the game, I think we've probably seen the end of those All-Star jerseys. Just my guess.
John Ritchie, while you were gone, there was a debate on the show whether we should stick with Sirianni or go with Bill Belichick, and not a single person mentioned Mike Vrabel. We need you here, buddy. Time's Yours.
All right, John.
Wow.
He's out of a job. He could be an option.
How is that possible that no one brought up Vrabel? Look, He's incredible. He is exactly the mindset that wins. You know, he will bring that to Philadelphia. Every player will respect him. Every player will play hard for him. I love the idea. Sign me up when, if this can happen yesterday, let's get that done.
All right, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So here's the question I have, though. Would you have fired Nick and hired Vrabel? Would that have been your preference of any coach who was available at the time?
Sure. I mean, okay. Well, I'm thinking back. I don't remember at the time, you know, like pining to fire Nick for Vrabel specifically. I didn't assume that it would end up the way it has, that Mike Vrabel would still be out of job, that Bill Belichick would still be out of job. I assumed they would be snatched up. I don't know what's going on.
Because they want to be? I don't know. I don't know if
I think Belichick wanted to coach.
Did he?
I think.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't know. I can't even pretend to know. So what's going on? I would love to get Mike Vrabel into our organization to some degree, you know, as the assistant head coach, you know, whatever it is,
right.
Defensive, you know, whatever.
Consultant or something.
Yeah.
Is he too big a personality to have in a role like that where he's overshadowing? I know Vic Fangio is very established, but I mean, that's
Mike
a big name.
But Mike was a player. Mike knows how to fit in.
That's fair.
Also, like, yes, he's a leader, but he also understands how to be a cog.
All right. Let's go to Don on a cell. Don, you're on 94 WIP.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Don?
Doing great, Don.
Good, good. Hey, long time listener since the 70s, second time caller.
Wow.
Second time caller.
Honored.
Second time caller.
What spurred that?
Yeah.
Jason Babin. So I have a personal reason to reinforce Rob's hatred for Jason Babin.
But I'm all ears. Let's go.
So my daughter attended a wedding of a friend of hers with her husband years ago, back when Jason was still playing here. And daughter, you know, is raised right. She's a huge Eagles fan, Phillies fan, you know, 4-4-4, all that. So my daughter came home from the wedding, and she said, "Dad, that Jason Babin guy, man, he is a real creep." And I said, "What happened?" And she said, Maddie, her husband, and she and her husband were sitting next to Jason Babin and his wife at a, you know, they happened to be at the same wedding. And a bunch of people were hanging out before the wedding at an outdoor bar kind of place. And Jason Babin starts to lean over to my daughter and hit on her.
All right. Listen, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that kind of stuff. We have no idea what went on, how it was construed, any of that. So anyway, enough of that. Let's move on. All right. Here's the other question I have for you, John. And I meant to get the, and my apologies for not getting this earlier. We are 6 days away from camp. Your first camp was 98, the Raiders?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We got a little time. Share a
Once
couple.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, what was that like, man, coming from the college game to the pro? How big a difference was it?
For me, it wasn't much of a change in terms of what my job description was going to be. I knew the offense already. The offense that I ran at Stanford was the West Coast offense. It was just the vernacular for it was set forth by Dana Bible. Dana Bible, who ended up coming here to Philadelphia the year before my
98
final year.
Or something like 97.
Yeah, he came here for the 98 season, and that was my fifth year, where we now had a new offensive coordinator, but it was the same offense, which ended up being the same offense that I ran.
So that's a huge advantage
Oakland.
You had. That's great.
The same offense that I ran here with
Andy
Reid.
Your
whole pro career.
In Philadelphia, yeah. It was the West Coast offense. It was essentially identical, aside from like what we called the power play. Like Dana Bible called power 66 booster, whereas the West Coast offense, as it was run in Oakland, we called it 96 power. That's the only difference. Everything else was, man, verbatim. That's why it's amazing to me when I think about the fact that Jalen found it to be about 95%
different,
new.
Yeah.
And that 95% different this year. But anyway, back then, camp for rookies was, you reported a month early.
Right.
You were there doing rookie stuff.
Two, three a days.
Oh, two practices with pads on.
Yeah.
Three with pads on at times. And you didn't have so many guys that you could even rest.
Right.
Like, you were basically taking every single rep.
Man.
And it was exhausting, but it didn't matter if you were exhausted. You were a rookie.
Yes.
And you had to get there and get beaten up and be back the next practice, and you didn't say anything about it. You didn't complain. You just did your work, and that was
why. You're John Ritchie. Ava Graham in studio.
Rob,
hi,
Ellis.
Ava.
Listen, I know you guys are about to wrap up. I'm going to make this quick.
Yes.
Congratulations, Rob Ellis.
Thank you, Ava.
For your Saturday gig, and more so, since I have taken over as assistant brand manager, Rob, you have just proven yourself time and time again that you are just one of the best in the business, and I am thrilled that we're just going to hear more of you.
Thank you.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Woo.
You're the man.
Thanks.
You are the man,
Ava,
Rob Ellis. All right. You're
a
fantastic, fantastic human.
I am humbled.
And I'm
thank
very,
you.
Very thrilled for you. So
thank you for all that you do
quick.
For the station, Ave. Thanks.
Hey,
thanks
listen,
for the
it's
kind
words. It's all because we're all a team, right?
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Ava. It's good to see you as always. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right, guys. Time's Yours was brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. All right, so for our Dave Matthews tickets, what are we thinking here, guys? We have paying bills, which that was solid. I got to tell you, being a parent.
Yeah, like, I know I'm not a parent, but just it was a mic drop moment, and the way he delivered it.
It was a good line. It was perfect.
It was good.
All right.
But I love being a parent. Also.
Yeah, but it's also...
Yeah, there's a...
Also...
It's a double-edged sword. Not that I don't love it, but there are moments where you're saying to yourself, why did I do this again?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. All right, we want to go with that one?
Yes.
I think so.
All right, so congratulations to Bam. You are the winner of a pair of Dave Matthews Band tickets at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion this Friday, July 19th. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. All right, Dev, great job with the updates and great job hanging
with us.
And have an awesome rest of your week. Joe Wechter, you're stuck with me again tomorrow.
Yeah, back tomorrow. We're good.
Looking forward to it. John, I can't wait to be hanging with you. Rhea will be back tomorrow as well. So we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. So everybody, have a great, great rest of your Wednesday. But don't go anywhere. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, they are coming your way. So everybody enjoy. Stay cool. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. WIP Sports Time is 9:56.